Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to UniTherapy. My name is Emily, and I am the host of this podcast, and I'm here to help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. If you are new here, thank you so much for checking out the podcast and giving it a listen and joining this little family that we have that is continuing to grow. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen and just honestly be my best friend. All of you all are my best friends, and I adore each and every one of you with my entire heart. Quick disclaimer that I have to put at the start of each episode is that I am not a licensed professional. While I give out any of the advice that I am giving out, I feel that that is clear because I hope it's clear because I am a mess in every episode, but you know what? If it's not, there's a disclaimer. I'm not a licensed professional in any way. I am a human being with a high school degree. That is it. So we have that going for us. If you're new here, I start each episode with what I like to call my life breakdown, and that's where I just kind of loop you guys in on what's been going on since we last had a chat. As always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, or if you just want to say hey, if you need some advice, if you just need someone to vent to, if you want to be best friends, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. I have both my personal Instagram and the Instagram for the podcast linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the podcast. Feel free to shoot me a message on either one of those. I always answer, and I literally love when you guys message and talk to me. It's one of my absolute favorite things, so please do that. So without further ado, we'll get right into it. Okay, so I would like to first apologize for this episode. If you are listening when this is uploaded on Wednesday, the 6th of July, I apologize that it is up so late. And here's the thing. Here's my reason why. It's not really a good reason. It's just an excuse. Monday, I typically record on Mondays, right? I did not this past Monday because my mom was off. It was the holiday weekend. No, we did not celebrate 4th of July. Do not worry. But she was off of work for that, so we were just hanging out, and I just wanted to spend time with her since we had a little extra time. And then I was gonna record Tuesday, right? But I was getting my hair done yesterday on Tuesday, and you always go into that, like, thinking, like, oh, I'll be here for 2 hours tops, right? And then it always takes, like, 4 hours, and you're there forever. So I didn't get out of there till like, 2, and then I had stuff to do, and I was like, well, while I'm out, I might as well get lunch, and I'll just record when I get home. I did, in fact, not do that. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just record really early on Wednesday. I'll just get it done. That did not happen because, funny enough, the day started extremely slow for me today. Like, it was a slow morning, slow early afternoon, and that's all chalked up to me being slightly hungover this morning from one too many margaritas last night. Because my mom and I had tacos for dinner, right? You can't not drink margaritas when you're having tacos. And, you know, it was one margarita, then it was two, then I was on a third. And I'm a lightweight, right? So I was just, whoo. Anyway, so I was slightly hungover this morning. So, you know, slow morning trying to recuperate and get it together. But nonetheless, we are here finally after telling myself I would record this for 3 days and then this entire day, and now it's 6:40 and I'm finally getting around to recording it. So woohoo, good job on me. So anyway, yeah, apologies for that, but here we are. Yeah, what's been going on is that, like I said, I was getting my hair done yesterday. We changed her completely. We did a whole 180 on the hair. I chopped it off. If you know what I look like, I had long blonde hair, like middle of my back long blonde hair, but it was super grown out blonde and it was really gross, and I had split ends and the ends were completely dead and it was horrible, horrific, really. So we did a complete 180. We chopped it to my collarbone, we got curtain bangs, and we dyed it dark, dark brown. And honestly, I love it. I love it. I feel like this is the start of a glow up, maybe. Who knows? But I love it. It's so fun. I've gotten nothing but positive feedback. Well, okay, that's not completely true. But I've gotten lots of positive feedback from all my girls, from my mama, from my brother. Big shout out to my brother. He literally texted me this or yesterday and like last night and was like, oh my God, Emily, I love your hair. And I was like, stop it. So Nicholas, if you're listening to this, thank you for being my hype man. Here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. And I want to share this because I feel like I vent about my experiences with men on here a lot. So we're just going to keep that trend going. I posted a picture on my Snapchat story, right? And this one guy who I haven't talked to in forever slides up and he goes, I don't like it. I liked your blonde hair. I was like, well, I'm sorry, like, I like it. That's so boohoo on your end. I don't really care. And he goes, no, it's okay. I still fuck you. I was like, what? 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 This, was that supposed to be a compliment? Because it wasn't. It, like, I don't. So, like, that was, like, the one negative feedback was that he told me that he didn't like it because he liked my blonde hair. But not to worry, he'd still fuck me. So thank God. Will he ever get the chance? No. But, you know, at least he still wants to. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so that just was annoying. But, yeah, so I changed my hair yesterday. That was super fun. I literally love my stylist so much. She is just, her name is Tia. And I adore her because we literally just shit talk the entire time that I am there. And it's amazing. My mom also goes to her. And so we always just shit talk. And we have solid, you know, we share the drama. We listen in on other people's conversations in the salon. And, you know, we put in our input. We're not. It's just, we would seem like the meanest people ever if you overheard any of our conversations. But, oh, I dropped my pen. But we're shit talking about, like, our own lives. Like, there was this one lady sitting across from us getting her hair done, talking something about, like, relationships and romance and, like, that. And Tia was like, oh, no, I'm done, honey. I am done. I can't. Absolutely not. And she goes, no, you'll find the one eventually. She's like, mm-hmm, I found the one. It's me. And I was like, pop off, Tia. Yes. Literally, that was amazing. Oh, my God. Also, guys, I just remembered this. I just remembered that Stranger Things Volume 2 was released. I'm not going to give any spoilers for anyone who has not watched it. However, I am not okay. I am not okay. I need to personally throw hands with the Duffer brothers. Like, writing them a very strongly worded letter. If any of you are Stranger Things fans and have watched and everyone's caught up, please message me because we need to talk about this. Because I'm not okay. Anyway, moving on. What else is going on? I'm thinking it's time for a new tattoo. I told my mom this last night. I'm thinking it's time. There's a snake tattoo that I really want to get on one of my arms. So I'm thinking it's time for that. I really want to get my thigh tattoo because I want to get a thigh tattoo and I want it's Medusa, right? I have the picture for it and everything with what I want, but it's a lot bigger and it's more detailed, so it's definitely gonna cost a pretty penny. And while I do have the money to go and get it, I'm not sure if I want to spend that amount of money. Not quite yet. I think we'll save up a little more because I know it's gonna cost a lot of money. Because let's be real, tattoos are expensive. I love them, but it's an expensive hobby to have. But I only have three, and I feel that I need so many more. So maybe the snake one is little, so I think maybe I'll get the snake one next. Maybe another, maybe two. Maybe I'll get two, like, littler ones. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Who knows? Who knows? I'll keep you guys updated. Anyway, I'm not sure if I shared this next little tidbit in last week's episode, but I know at some point, mentioned about how I had found a therapist here in Georgia and I was starting therapy back up again. Yeah, so we dropped that therapist. Dropped her like a hot fucking potato. I have never felt more attacked in a therapy session. The internalized misogyny that this woman was projecting, I could not. Literally, I don't know if I shared this last episode. To be fair, I don't listen back to the episodes, so I couldn't tell you. So if I already shared this, I'm so sorry if you've already heard this. If you haven't heard this yet, let's get into it. I was complaining about being catcalled to my therapist, and the first thing out of her fucking mouth was, well, were you dressed seductively? And I was like, oh, okay, and we are done here. We are done here. But to be fair, I should have known it was going to be downhill. Because in the first session I had with her, we were talking, I had mentioned something about religious trauma. And I was like, and being bisexual and tying that in. And as soon as the word bisexual came out of my mouth, she got a little uncomfy. I could just tell. So I was like, we're done. We are done here. I cannot. Anyway, so that's there. So now I need a new therapist. And I'm like, I don't even, it's just so much work. And like trying to find one that's covered by your insurance, because let's be real, mental health stuff is barely ever covered by insurance. And it's so frustrating because apparently the world doesn't care about you. Anyway, that was a little bit of venting on my end. Ooh, sorry, I didn't mean to get as heated as I did. Anywho. What else, sir? This is feeling like me venting a lot. I quite feel like I'm failing at life right now. But it's okay. It's okay. I feel like life is all about the ups and downs, and you're going to have really good moments where you feel like you're thriving and you're so successful and you're productive and you're killing it in life. And then, because you're up on that high, and eventually what goes up has to come down, you're going to, like, plummet a little, and you're going to feel like you're failing and you suck at life. So that's where I am right now, which is not great, but I feel like I'm just failing and I'm not successful at all, and I'm just not doing well in life, and I'm never going to amount to anything. But here's the thing. I'm like, Emily, you're literally only 20 years old. Only 20 years old, right? Right? I have so much time to do so much stuff. I've literally only been going after what I'm going after and what I'm pursuing and all my goals for like a year. And that is it. And that is not that long that's not that long time of, oh my God, what am I trying to say? That is not that long of a time. Does that sound grammatically correct? Who knows? Like, it hasn't been that long, right? Hasn't even been that long. And I keep freaking because, like, my silly little brain is telling me that I suck. And it's just, like, I need to keep reminding myself. I'm like, you're literally only 20 years old. You're fine. You're fine. You are fine. And here's the thing. I saw a TikTok the other day that really kind of helped put in perspective something. And I feel like this little piece of advice could really help some people. And it was talking, because it was talking about the show Friends. If you have not seen Friends yet, you won't know what I'm talking about. But if you are a Friends fan, God, I love that show so much. It was like season 1, 2, 3, they're literally all like, what, like 25, right? And they're still with roommates and they're still figuring out career stuff and they're going through it. And they're like, lives are hot messes in these first few seasons, right? And they're 25. Which I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, well, I'm 25, you're supposed to have it all figured out. Like, you're supposed to, you know, everything. And now I feel like it's even going back more to, like, at 20 years old, 21 years old, you need to have it all figured out and be successful and be in your career and starting families and getting married and blah, 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 blah. But it's like seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Friends, they were mid to later 20s and still didn't have shit figured out. And we're still living with roommates and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're, you know, at that stage of life and feeling bad about where you're at, don't. You're just in, you know, your first or second season. Don't even stress about it. You're just in Friends season 2. You're doing okay. You're doing okay. Don't put your life and your goals and all that stuff, don't put that on a timeline and then compare it to somebody else's timeline. Because everyone's timeline, everyone's life is going to be different. There's no age that you need to be, you know, successful by. There's no age that you need to be married by, that you need to have kids by. Everyone's life is going to be different. So where you are right now is the perfect spot to be, and you're doing great and you're going to be okay. You are in the right spot. You are doing okay in life and you're not behind. You are not behind. You can't be behind because you're not competing against everyone. You're not competing against anyone. The only, literally, it's just you. Because everyone's life and track and timeline are going to be different. So it's just you. You're not racing against anyone. You're doing okay. You're doing okay. Trust me. If I was like, there's literally adults. We are adults now. People that I went to high school for. So like my age, that have babies. And are married. And I'm like, what? Like, I couldn't. My mom and I were talking about this last night. I was like, I cannot even fathom that right now. Like, I could not handle a child right now. Or a spouse. Oh, my God. If I had to come home to, like, a husband. Oh, my God. I can't even. Like, I come home to my mom every day. But my mom's my best friend. Like, we're roomies. We're homies. We talk about everything and we shit talk and it's great. But like, I don't even know. Like, I can barely even fathom like a stable relationship. Couldn't be me. Like, to all the people that I went to high school with that are my age and that are married and already having babies, honestly, props to you. I couldn't do it. That responsibility, I barely remember to feed myself on a day-to-day basis. okay? I fell asleep in my makeup, in my clothes, lights on, drunk off my ass from margaritas last night. I could not have a child right now. Jesus Christ. No, absolutely not. So, like, props to you to anyone who's at that point and are having the responsibilities of doing all that. Like, shout out to you. You're killing it. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Anywho, this has gone on. I just saw what time we're already at. Jesus Christ, so sorry. So, yeah. So, if you're feeling that way, you're just in season 1 to 2 of Friends, baby. You're okay. You are okay. It's okay if you have roommates. It's okay if you're still living with your parents. It's okay if you're not, you know, at some point in your career that you want to be at or in school or whatever. It is okay. You are a work in progress. We're always works in progress. Let's be real. So you're doing okay. You're doing just fine. And I'm really proud of you. You're killing it. We're all killing it. We're not failures. Life is all about riding the waves, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down. So if you're on that down of the wave right now, that's okay. That's okay. It happens. All that goes up has to come down, remember? If you're on the up of that wave right now, absolutely fucking congratulations. Yay for you. That is amazing. I'm so proud of you. So if you're on the up, if you're on the down, I am proud of you. I am proud of you regardless of what you're doing, of where you are, of whatever the circumstances are, you're killing it. You are killing it. Okay, we'll actually get into the episode now because this has gone on for quite some time. I'm in a really weird mood today. I'm so sorry. Anywho, today we are talking about body image during the summer. And ooh-hoo-hoo, is this a topic that I could go on about? Also, I have a bone to pick. This is not really, I guess it kind of correlates. I have a bone to pick, okay? Because I was on TikTok the other day. And I saw something. Someone was saying something about how toxic Kelly Ripa's What I Eat in a Day video was. And I was like, what? And there was like a bunch of comments under it. And I was like, is this a thing? Because I did not know. I did not know what it was. So I looked it up today. And it was actually a video from like a year ago. On it's like the Harper's Bazaar YouTube channel. They do like celebrities What I Eat in a Day video. And it was Kelly Ripa's. But the video actually, her video was deleted. They apparently, it got uploaded and then it got taken down quite quickly. But it had just been like unlisted. So like anyone with the link still could technically have it. And so this dietitian on YouTube that does like dietitian reviews and What I Eat in a Day reviews, she still had it. So like I was able to watch it through that. And then I was like, this is so toxic to put out onto the internet. And then I went on like a little rabbit hole of watching all of the other Harper's Bazaar celebrity What I Eat in a Days. And like, so many of them, I'm sure there's plenty that I didn't watch that are very healthy and not super toxic. But the like few that I did watch just promoted such toxic habits. And I was like, this is just so incredibly detrimental to, you know, people's brains and to what they think they should be eating to look a certain way, you know? And I feel like this is a good point to remind everyone that no matter if everyone in the world was to eat the exact same and to work out and like have the exact same workout routine and do everything the exact same and drink the same amount of water every day and blah, 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 everyone would still look different because body types are all different. So the way that somebody else eats is not, you know, if that works for them, that's not going to work for you necessarily. So everyone's different. But beside that, just the few that I did watch, these celebrities, they just weren't eating enough. And everything was so restrictive and it just felt very like, there was just a lot of underlying themes and feelings, if you will, of disordered eating. And I was like, this is just, I don't know. It just irks me that that's like something that they still are wanting to promote. And I understand everyone's going to eat how they're going to eat, and it's going to be different for everyone. And, like, you do you, but I don't know. Promoting it in that way, it just, ugh, I don't know. I was not a fan. It was kind of irked me this morning. But I felt good because the dietitian that was reviewing it, she was also irked about it. And, yeah. I don't know. I feel like all of those things are usually put, like, there's always the, oh, what I eat in a day, or their work, like, it's, like, the Victoria's Secret workout routines, and, like, stuff like that, and, like, those are always promoted without the context of, hey, this isn't going to work for everyone. This isn't necessarily healthy, and I feel like that's super, especially if you're, like, watching, like, the Victoria's Secret, workout routines, or, like, Victoria's Secret models, like, what I eat in a day, or models what I eat in a day. There's been so many supermodels that have stepped forward after they're out of the modeling industry and are like, hey, that was super horrible. Like, that was the way that they had us eating and working out was really bad. Majority of them lose their, female models, for models that have a uterus, most of them lose their periods due to how restrictive they're eating and how excessive their working out is. They don't have enough energy, like, all this stuff, and it's just very negative. And also, I would like to say, if you're looking at, like, supermodels, quote-unquote, the ones that are, like, you know, not, because I feel like we're really in a time in life when representation in modeling is a lot better, and it's definitely a lot healthier of an image for everyone to kind of, like, hey, it's okay, because, like, there's different body types now, and, you know, and which is great. But, like, I feel like, you know, kind of that, at least, like, the supermodel kind of standard that I grew up with was, like, the really tall, skinny, seemingly flawless, you know, Victoria's Secret models. Like, that was kind of the model image that I grew up with, is that those really tall, skinny models, yes, while their dieting is restrictive and they work out really hard, A, what you see half the time is Photoshopped. Most of the time is Photoshopped. They have teams of hair and makeup and people who do spray tans on. Like, they have teams working on them, you know, before you see them. And also, that really tall and skinny, that is their body type, right? So even if you were, if you don't have that kind of really tall, lanky body type, even if you were to eat the exact same, work out the exact same, you're like, because, like, I'm 5 foot, right? I am 5 foot, and I, through genetics, have broader shoulders, a curvier figure, a broader rib cage. So if I were to, you know, work out the exact same and eat the exact same, I literally would never be able to look like that. No matter how excessive my working out got, no matter how restrictive my eating got, I would literally physically never be able to look like that, because that's just not my body type. And so I feel like when they promote these things, when they promote this look, when they promote this diet, this, you know, workout routine, it needs to come with a big fat disclaimer of, hey, this is, you know, for this specific person. This is how this one specific person eats. This is how this one specific person works out. What other people do is not going to work for you, because all human beings are different. Everyone's unique. Everyone's unique. And, you know, I understand dieting and trying to be healthy, and absolutely, I understand that, but you need to enjoy life and enjoy food, and, you know, balance is so important. I literally am about to text my mom after I record this and tell her that I want to eat pizza tonight, because that sounds good. And so I just, that's kind of my bone to pick with all those videos. But just with, I feel like, you know, the way celebrities market certain things and just promote certain things, and it just irks me, because it's like the same with, like, when they, like, are like, oh yeah, my skin cleared up because of this. I was able to get rid of my stretch marks because I did this, this, and this. Or when they're like, I didn't get stretch marks because I did this, this, and this. Genetics, baby. Genetics is literally the number one thing for, like, everything. Who you are, what you look like, how, you know, you carry body weight, how, you know, everything. How your skin looks. If you get stretch marks or cellulite or not, you're, you know, the way that your eyebrows grow, the way that your eyes look, everything, every little thing comes down to genetics. So, you know, if, and it just, or because, like, I used to be the person to think, like, I would watch, like, the skincare videos, because I had really bad acne growing up, right? And so I'd watch these skincare videos of, like, celebrities of, like, what they use. They're like, oh, this one product cleared up my skin. It's like a lifesaver. And then I go to try it and it just makes it worse. I'm like, well, what the fuck was that? That was horrible. Or, like, weight loss tips or, you know, anything that I tried, especially growing up, it didn't work for me. And I was like, why is this not working? Because you have to realize that everything chalks down to genetics. Like, none of the skincare routines worked on me when I was trying to clear up my acne. Because it had gotten so bad and it was so primarily genetics based that I needed to do Accutane to clear it up because it wouldn't have gotten better if I had not done Accutane. Unfortunately, that was just how bad it had gotten. My dad had really bad acne and that's where I got it from because like my brother also had it. He didn't have it as bad as me because he was able to clear his up, but mine got so bad I had to do like a year of Accutane, you know? So, you know, just keep that in mind when approaching things, when getting and taking advice and all this stuff is just like, everything's going to be different when you're tailoring it to yourself because you are different than anyone else. Your genetics are different than anyone else's, you know? So just remember that. Just remember that. So, you know, just remember that. You're all beautiful. Anyway, I feel like that kind of correlates, but because we're talking about body image during the summer. So, like, I feel like that kind of correlated because, yeah. Anyway, now into really what I was going to mainly talk about is if you are like me, you have been struggling. You struggle every summer, actually. Because body image is a fun little thing, especially if you have body dysmorphia. Ooh, let me tell you, we thrive during the summer. We thrive. No. So, like, let's be real here. Winter is always easier because that's when you can wear the leggings and the sweatpants and jeans and big baggy hoodies and tops and, you know, everything. And it's much easier to cover up. But then you get into summer, and especially if you get into summer somewhere where it is actually as hot as, like, I'm pretty sure Satan himself. Big shout out to Georgia. It's boiling here, and I'm dying. Like, you have to undress a little, if you will. You know, it's shorts and tank tops season, which, if you are someone who struggles with body image, that is a stressful time. I have been stressed to the max. I don't want to wear shorts because I don't like my legs. I don't like that I have cellulite and stretch marks. So I hate when I wear shorts. I also am a thick-thighed girl, so there's chafing. So that's not fun. I don't have a pool, but going out and, like, tanning or going to the beach, like, wearing a swimsuit, absolutely dreading it. It's horrible. So, A, I empathize with you so much if you are going through these same struggles. It sucks. It really does. And it doesn't, it sucks that you feel the need to cover up, right? I hate that. I hate that I feel that. But unfortunately, that's just kind of what my brain has kind of been trained into feeling during this time. Social media plays a huge factor into it too, because I feel like, you know, during summer, I'm seeing all these people on Instagram and TikTok who are just absolutely have the perfect bodies. And I'm like, then I feel bad about myself. I'm like, I'm not going to throw on a bikini because, oh my God, like, I'm not going to look like that. Like, Jesus. Big things that we can remember is that so much of social media, actually all of social media, to be completely honest, most of the time, is fake. A lot of those photos are going to be photoshopped. And a lot of those photos are just good angles and good lighting and knowing how to pose your body to look a certain way. And I feel like there's a couple accounts, and I'll try to go find them and link them, that I really like that show kind of comparisons of people who on social media look one way, right? They post these pictures and they look perfect, and they'll show a picture that was taken that was not posed, not with optimal lighting, and, you know, they look human. They have stretch marks. They have cellulite. They have, you know, it's not necessarily this perfect sculpted goddess 100% of the time. So that's a big thing. And I guess my biggest piece of advice with that is, as much as I hate to say it, and as much as it might, you know, be your friends, or I'm so sorry, a person just pulled up in front of my house and I don't know who this is. Oh God, he's driving the same truck as my ex. That PTSD. Big shout out to the old green Ford truck. Actual trauma from that truck. Anyway, moving on. You know, maybe unfollow some accounts if what you're seeing is making you feel bad, is triggering. Unfollow, you know, the celebrities that only post the good photos and make you feel bad. If it's making you feel bad, you don't need that in your life. So that's, I think, my biggest, or just do a complete social media detox. But I feel like most people, A, either can't do that, because I feel like social media is a big part of a lot of people's jobs, or you just don't want to, because let's be real, there's a lot of fun sides to social media that aren't draining and triggering. So, you know, you don't want to do that. So you don't have to do a detox, but maybe unfollow some accounts that are bringing negative energy, okay? I'm going to do that after. I'm going to actually take my own advice and unfollow some accounts, including Kendall Jenner. As much as I like Kendall Jenner, her bikini photos this summer have just made me feel bad about myself. So I'm going to unfollow, because I don't need that negative energy in my life. But I think the biggest thing that we need to remember is to not give a shit. Not a single one. No fucks given this summer. Because I think there's a lot to admire in what we think are imperfections. And I, you know, stretch mark. Oh, this person. What is this? I'm so sorry. Oh, they're getting out of their truck. What is this person doing? It's an old man in overalls. I don't know how to feel about this. Please don't come up to my door. Please don't come up to my door. I don't think he's... I don't know what to do. I don't think he's coming to my house. I think he might be going to the one next door. I don't know. Anyway, what was I saying? Now my dog's getting into it. Oh, she's going to start barking, isn't she? I'm so sorry. Anywho, okay, she's not barking yet. Okay. Stretch marks. Fucking tiger stripes. They actually, low-key, if you look at them, try to look at your stretch marks if you have them, try to look at them in a positive light, and you'll actually see. They're kind of cool. They really are. That's what I've been trying to do. And when I look at them with a positive mindset, they're actually kind of dope looking. Like, they look like tiger stripes, and they're actually kind of dope. So, yeah. So, that. Cellulite. Almost every single person is going to have some sort of cellulite. And it doesn't matter. It's literally, it's just your skin and some fat. Guess what? Everyone has some fat. It's okay. Cellulite, not a big deal. And I feel like the biggest thing that we can do is really just remember that people half the time are not looking at us like they think that they're looking at us. And if they're looking at us in a negative light because they don't like our stretch marks or our cellulite or whatever imperfection that you don't like, literally if they don't like it, A, they can fuck off and they do not deserve your time and or energy. B, if you have anyone at all in your like immediate circle that makes you feel bad about your body image or about what you're eating or about how you look in a swimsuit at the beach, they can also fuck off. Because just because they're in your immediate circle, like you think that they're one of your best friends or they're your family or whatever, just because they're there does not mean that they need to stay there. If they are giving you negative energy like that and making you feel bad about yourself, guess what? They can fuck off. Okay? Because you don't need that in your life. And they don't get an excuse just because they're your family member or they're your friend. Bad negative energy and bad negative people, regardless of your connection to them, don't deserve a spot in your life. They don't deserve your time or energy. They don't. They don't deserve your love and your kindness and your supportiveness if they're going to be a dick. You don't need that. So if you have a toxic family member, kick him to the curb. You don't need to talk to them. You don't need to be around them. If it's one of your friends, guess what? They are not your actual friend and you can kick them out the door. How they have a connection to you, their place in your life is not an excuse at all to treat you badly. Because that's just toxic, abusive relationships. No matter what relationship it is, it's toxic and abusive if they're making you feel bad about yourself. If they're, you know, making comments about what you're eating or what you're wearing or how you look in something that you're wearing. Wear what you want to wear. Wear what you're comfortable with and wear what you feel confident in. Nobody else gets to tell you what to wear. That is your decision. That is your body. Do not let anyone tell you what to do with your body in any circumstances. Don't let anyone tell you what to put in it, what to put on it, what to do with it. Nothing. Nobody else gets an opinion on that except for you. Because your opinion of yourself, that's the only one that matters. Everyone else's opinions can go fuck themselves. They don't. I feel like I've said fuck a lot this episode, but I'm not going to apologize. I don't care. You are who you are meant to be, and you are amazing, and you are beautiful. You are a stunning human being, regardless of if you don't, you know, look like the Victoria's Secret models, you know, or if you don't look like Kendall Jenner. Guess what? That's okay. Because you're not those people. You're you. And you look exactly how you are meant to look. And that is beautiful. It doesn't matter if you have cellulite or stretch marks or acne or, you know, you're think you're too short or you think you're too tall or I don't know. Literally whatever you think. I have a million and one negative things that I think about myself. But we shouldn't be thinking those things. We should, you know, focus on the positive because there's so many positives. Point out the things that you like on yourself because I can guarantee you once you start to get into it, you'll find a lot more than you think you will. And it's okay to have what we think is imperfections because they're not imperfections. They are. It's part of being human. If we weren't supposed to have cellulite or stretch marks or acne or body hair or, you know, fat on our bodies, we wouldn't have them. You know what I mean? They wouldn't be there if it was the absolute end of the world to have them, if we weren't supposed to have them at all, if it was going to literally set the world on fire for you to have cellulite or stretch marks. God forbid. God forbid your body does not look photoshopped. Your body looks like a human body, and that's pretty damn cool. And think of all the cool things that it can do this summer. You know, it can go swimming. It can lay out in the sun. It can eat some delicious ice cream. Some fudgesicles, bro. Fucking fudgesicles? Oh, shit. Yeah. It can go on a walk. It can take your dog on a walk. It can go to the park. It can go on a hike, on a bike ride. So many amazing things. Your body can do so many amazing things. Oh, God damn it. Say no. Sorry. That genuinely scared the shit out of me. No, she's just taking a walk. There's literally like clockwork at this time every night. This lady goes on a walk and she walks around our cul-de-sac, and then my dog freaks out when she walks by. No, she's just going on a walk. You're fine. That literally scared the shit out of me though when she barked. Did that scare anyone else? That scared me. Hoo-hoo. Anyway, you don't need to bark. You know that, right? Like, we're fine. She's not breaking in. She's not trying to murder me. Good talk. Anyway, so sorry for that. But you know we don't cut out things in this podcast because we keep it real, like a conversation with your bestie, which means you get to hear my dog bark. Okay. Anyway, I lost my train of thought now. I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, yeah. Your body can do so many amazing things, and it does not matter what you look like. It does not matter what you look like. It matters if you're a good person. It matters if you are happy. It matters if you make other people happy. Your soul and who you are and the good that you bring to the world is not going to change based on what you look like. Because guess what? You just need a good heart. That's it. That's the only beauty standard we should really be focusing on, is if our heart is good. And I think each and every one of you have such a beautiful heart. Such a beautiful heart. Because I've talked to a lot of you. I've messaged a lot of you. I'm friends with a lot of you. You know, I know you personally. And each and every one of you have an amazing, beautiful, helpful, loving heart. And that's all that matters in life. That's all that matters this summer. Your body is your body. And it does so much. And I know it's cheesy, but every body is a bikini body. So throw on that swimsuit that you're, you know, nervous to throw on. If you're comfortable in it. And if you're not, if you want to cover up, that's okay. Cover up, but don't get heat stroke because it is pretty hot this summer, thanks to global warming. So, you know, don't die of heat stroke. But wear what you want to wear. Wear what you're comfortable in. Wear what you feel beautiful and confident and strong and amazing in. Just do you. Be you. Because who you are is amazing. And what you look like is the least interesting thing about you. And majority of the time, people aren't judging you as hard as you are judging yourself. We are all our own worst critics. We're horrible to ourselves. Really, we are. I know I'm horrible to myself. You know, so many of my friends, they're horrible to themselves. So let's try this summer to be a little bit kinder to ourselves, to love ourselves a little bit more, because I think we can all use that right now. I think we all could use a little bit more love, and that includes from ourselves. So I think that is all that I want to say in today's episode, but I love you so, 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 so much, each and every one of you. I am so proud of you, wherever you're at in life, whatever you're doing, whoever you are. I'm so proud of you. You are amazing. You are so strong. You're literally killing it. You are killing it, no matter where you're at in life. Because remember, there is no timeline. There's no deadline. You're not racing against anyone. You're doing amazing. You're beautiful. You're awesome, and I love each and every one of you, and I will talk to you in the next episode.